Hi, this is Bruce Aubrey, pastor to pastors, Northside Church, Liverpool, New York. The book of James is a practical guide for Christian living. It's just over 100 verses, some 60 imperatives, these powerful, practical statements to implement in our walk with Christ by his power at work within us. Let me read chapter 1, verses 19 through 25. Know this, my beloved brothers, let everyone be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he's like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing. Here's the challenge. Sometimes I'll hear people say, you know, the Bible's hard to understand. And there are certainly parts that are very, very challenging to understand. But there are other parts pretty easy to understand. Be quick to hear, slow to speak. What's that mean? Listen more, talk less. What about that? What if we could be better listeners? What if we were simpler with our speech? The Bible says in the multitude of words, there's no lack of sin. The Bible says that prayer of the psalmist, set a watch over my mouth, keep the door of my lips. We should pray so much about our speech. There's so much that can happen because of poor speech. And then he says, slow to anger. But then you're reminded of some things to put away and other things to receive. Put away filthiness and rampant wickedness. Moral filth and evil is what he's talking about. And he's talking to Christians. He says, you got to push this away from your life. I'm talking about don't let it in your life personally. And then receive with humility the word of God, which he calls the perfect law, the law of liberty. And so God's word is perfect. Every word of God is pure. It's a law of liberty. You'll know the truth. The truth will set you free. Jesus said, sanctify them through the truth. Your word is truth. Certainly he is the truth and his word is truth. And then this final reminder, back to verse 22. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Here's my challenge. Don't just listen to the word. Live the word. And if you don't, you run a severe danger of deceiving yourself like a person who looks in the mirror and takes no action upon what they see, just forgets it all. Don't treat the word of God that way, but live the word. God bless you. I'm Bruce Aubrey, pastor to pastors at Northside Church in Liverpool, your pastor for the day.